Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, his wife kept having horrific nightmares about him being the devil. Then he started to have nightmares too. Just dreams, or was it something more?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. We want to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
It's going really well. How are things with you?
Pretty good. Better than this person who's has... wife is having
nightmares. Well, I know. I heard you say that, and I'm like, ooh, this sounds like a really dire situation.
I know. It's interesting, because once I got to thinking about it, and we'll discuss this after we listen to his story, but it's like dreams are so strange, and they're very symbolic, but they also can be very nonsensical. They can also be very terrifying. You know, it's just... Mm-hmm. There's this broad spectrum of dreams, and sometimes are we reading too much into our dreams? Are we not reading enough into our dreams? You know what I mean?
I do. I know exactly what you mean, but I believe are there to kind of help guide us. And it's, you know, sometimes it's so difficult to understand what they're trying to say, what's trying to help us. But I really do believe that, you know, because I've had a lot of things happen where I'm like, oh my gosh, I already dreamt this like a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And something happens and I'm like, gosh, I knew this was going to happen. I've been prepared for it.
You know what's weird is I'll have just weird random things like, oh, I had this was in my dream the other night that the cat wanted this certain kind of food. And, you know, it's like really mm-hmm. stupid. It's never anything profound like, oh my God, I just figured out some big mystery of the world. Mine are just like, oh yeah, I was driving down the street in my dream the other night and I saw that girl. That's it.
Yeah. But but I do think that maybe if we listen a little bit to them, sometimes that we can, you know, we're being kind of assisted a little bit.
And is there a line sometimes between the paranormal and your dreams? Mm-hmm. And a different realm, like a connection realm where you can have those visitation dreams. I don't know. This mm-hmm. one's kind of interesting. So let's give it a listen.
Okay.
Oops, if I do it correctly, we will give it a listen.
Hey, guys. My name is Anthony. I'm from Irvine, California. And I have a couple stories for you guys. Not ghost stories per se, but more of dreams that I wanted to get you guys' opinion on. My wife and I have had a number of dreams in the past, but I'll only tell you about a couple that have kind of freaked us out a little bit. First of all, a little bit about myself. Kid in a religious family. My parents are both devout evangelical Christians, and they don't necessarily believe in ghosts or anything of that nature. They're more of believing in, you know, angels and guardian angels and demonic spirits and demons and stuff like that. And I was always raised, the closer you get to God, the more the devil feels threatened and the more he will start attacking you with, you know, demonic things and stuff like that. So about 3 or 4 years ago, it was the first dream, and it was actually a dream that my wife had. First, I'll tell you about my point of view. I was laying in bed walking to my side, and I just all of a sudden suddenly started feeling her shaking uncontrollably, And when I turn and look at her, her mouth is wide open and she is screaming without making a noise. So I shake her and I wake her up. And when I wake her up, she starts crying uncontrollably, like someone had passed away or something. So finally, when I calm her down, she tells me that she just had a nightmare where I was the devil. In her dream, she was standing in the middle of the street, faced our house, and I was the doorway. And I was in a full-on black suit, and we were just staring at each other. And as I started walking towards her, the closer I got, the hotter it got. The temperature just kept rising and rising. And it was to the point where she literally felt like her body was on fire. And I got toe-to-toe with her, and apparently I looked like the most evil creature she had ever seen, but it was still me. And I had horns, and I had this devil smile on my face, and she couldn't wake up. So finally she woke up and we talked about it and we prayed, and that was that. I want to say about a year later, there was another dream where, again, she was laying in bed and I walked in and I'm in that same suit and I get on top of her and I hold her down and she feels like she's on fire again. And I'm not doing anything other than looking at her into her eyes. And she tells me that I have that smile and the horns come back and it freaks her out to the point again where she woke up in a panic. More recently, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, she had a dream that I passed away. And it was, I was pulling out of our house in our car and another car that was coming down the street sideswiped me and it flipped my car and my car caught on fire. She came out of the house and can hear me screaming, "Don't me, oh my God, it burns, don't take me," and that I died. And this was another nightmare where she woke up screaming. Well, the same night, I had a dream. And I had a dream where I believe I went to hell. First off, the dream starts where I am in water, and it's pitch black. And it's deep enough where I can't touch the bottom. And there's people around me, but for some strange reason, I can't look around and I can't see who's around me. The water, for some reason, starts getting thicker, and it's getting harder for me to stay afloat. Eventually, I get into the water, and I can't breathe anymore, and I'm starting to inhale this water, and I'm feeling everything like it's happening in real life. And right before everything goes dark, I blink and I'm in this room. And while I'm in this room, I'm standing up and I feel people around me again, but yet I can't look at them. I can't turn to see who's there, and it's pitch black again. The temperature starts growing hotter and hotter to the point where I literally feel like I'm melting. I fall to my knees. My knees are burning. My knees are on fire. I fall to my hands, and then finally I fall onto my chest and on my face, where the heat is so unbearable that I pass out. Well, I blink, and I'm standing up again, and I'm in the same room, but this time I'm alone. And I can hear whispers, and I can hear noises, like there's things there, not the same noises as when I heard, you know, that there were people around me, but just evil noises and whispers. And just to let you guys know, I have a deathly fear of rats. Like, that is just my phobia. And as I'm standing there, I can hear mice noises. Like, just the nastiest mice noises. And then I can feel them get to my feet. And then they start biting my feet. And it hurts so bad that I drop to my knees. And then they start attacking my legs. And I put my hands on the floor, and they start attacking my hands. And then I fall on my face, and I can just feel them going at my body, and I can feel every single bite. And I close my eyes and I open them, and I'm in the water again. And this goes continuously 3 or 4 times before I wake up. When I woke up, for some reason, I didn't feel scared. I didn't feel any kind of terror. I actually felt a sense of calm, which is strange to me. But I do believe that maybe this was my version of hell. I asked my parents about it. My father is a pastor. Like I said, they're both devout evangelical Christians, and my father believes that, you know, since I'm not as religious as I used to be, I've kind of left the path, as they say. This is God's way of letting me know, you need to get back on the path because the devil is inside of me. Just wanted to hear what you guys think. You know, a couple dreams my wife had and a dream I had. Oh, and I almost forgot. Every now and then when it's late at night, when I wake up to use the restroom, I'm kind of scared to look in the mirror because every now and then for a split second, when I stare too long, I feel like it's not me looking back. Like I'm almost not recognizable, but then like an instant, I'm back to myself. Just wanted to get you guys' insight. Let me know what you guys think. I'm a huge fan. I'm about to become an EPP, and I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
So what did you think about that? Because there's a lot going on there with the dreams.
Oh my gosh, so much to unpack here. I'm just trying to think. A lot of these things that he says are happening in his wife's dream and in his dreams, to me, are signs of emotional stress.
Yeah. Agreed.
Okay. It does sound like also when she's having these dreams, maybe she's in sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, possibly. But the things that are happening in these dreams, I'm drowning was one. You know, really, really hot, catching on fire. The rats thing. I think you can look up, like, these are all really traditional things that happen in dreams and are all stress or tension or emotional distress associations.
Right. And, you know, that's the thing, too, is that when you dream, there's also symbolism in your dreams. So I looked up some of the symbolism in that. So to see the devil in your mm-hmm. dreams signifies fear, limitations, negative aspects of yourself. You may be harboring feelings of guilt. And mm-hmm. the devil represents intelligence, cunningness, deception, and cleverness. But when you're seeing your husband as the one who's basically in that role, is there some problems in the marriage even? Like, is she mm-hmm. finding him... I don't know anything about their marriage. He sounds perfectly normal to me, but we never know what happens behind closed doors. You know, is he controlling? You know, is there something in the marriage that's giving her anxiety? And that could have, I mean, it doesn't mean like this is a visitation from the devil by any means.
See, I don't think it is at all. I disagree with that. I do not see it as that.
No,
way.
That's what I meant to say.
Like, I'm with you. Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you. I don't think that this is your evil. There's something wrong. And the thing with looking in the mirror, there are psychological experiences that people have dissociative feelings when they look in a mirror. They can look, and his is just happening briefly, but you know, there's people that have a hard time identifying faces and seeing faces and even their own, mm-hmm. you know? And so you look and you think it's somebody else. You don't realize it. And he may just get it for a split second. So this does not mean that there's a possession or the devil's trying to get you or anything like that. I really don't think that. I just think that maybe there's some emotional stress. Or maybe you guys are just under some heavy-duty financial stress. Or maybe I don't know where you are in your lives, but maybe your jobs are stressful. That puts, you know, stress on things and causes these kind of crazy dreams. Or maybe you're in college. Irvine's a big college community, and you're working on dissertations and doing things, and you know, it's just a lot, and it's a lot on both of you. I personally don't think that it's any sort of, do you?
I think,
manifestation.
No, I don't at all. And I think that part of it does have to do with they were very, very religious. And at one point in there, before he really goes into the stories of the dreams, he talked about their religion, and they believed the closer you get to God, the more you're letting the devil in, sort of thing. Like the devil's going to try to get you
it's going to work harder to get at you,
basically, is the idea. So if that's really what you believe, I could see having dreams with the devil in him. You're talking about devil and God all day. You know, that's something when you're that kind of religious, that's something you're thinking about all the time. So I think even the religion plays into it as well. Because then he goes to his dad, and then his dad's a pastor. And
I disagree with his dad. I do not think you're possessed. I do not think Satan lives in you. I think you sound like a very great person. I just think that there's just stress that you're dealing with, and it's causing these dreams.
I think that religion factors in. A lot of times when people are very religious and they're older, now they're married, starting their own lives, sometimes they drift off from the religion they grew up with. And then there's a lot of guilt associated with that. I don't know. So that could play in with it as well. I think there's a lot of different options.
No, I think that could definitely. You've lived your life and, you know, been raised that way for many, many, many years. That can't just go away.
No.
Right? So if you believe in God, God's going to protect you.
Right.
You know, I think that there's a protection there from God against these sorts of things. And, you know, so if that's, use that, you know, if you do believe in God. If not, that's okay too. But I do not think that you're in any way possessed. I that's what I get that they're, that he's afraid of, you know, with that looking in the mirror, not recognizing himself. But that's a pretty common thing. A lot of people have that. I wouldn't say a lot, but there are people that have difficulty recognizing. You can meet them and then 10 minutes later, you're new again. They have trouble recognizing faces and sometimes their own. Sometimes I look in the mirror and think, I hardly recognize this person.
Well,
you know, I don't know.
Because of my advanced age.
You know, like who in the hell is that woman looking back at me? Oh, yeah, that's right. It is me.
I don't know. But I think that guy's okay. And I think you can unpack those dreams without reading a whole lot into them. You know, I
agree.
I just think that those are very common themes and dreams. And I don't think it's paranormal. I think
even the rats are common in dreams.
Oh, my God. I have a horrific phobia of mice. I dream about them frequently.
Yeah. So that's, you know, and I think in a dream, when you're under a lot of stress and you're worked up, your dreams are going to bring out the things that scare you the most. They're going to be rats. You're going to manifest that in a way that you're going to bring up the things that really scare you. I think you're okay.
But that said, it would be terrifying if you're in bed with your spouse and look over and she's like frozen with this scream look on her face. Like,
okay, that you're right. That to me
would be scarier than the whole dream. Just that part.
But, you know, the other part is she may just be afraid of losing you, afraid of, you know, that kind of thing. And so it manifests itself that way. You're going to be taken over by somebody, you know, or you were in the car and it was burning or something. She's afraid of that anything could happen to you.
Okay, so we've got another story. You ready?
I am.
Here we go.
Hi, my name is Cindy. And I was calling because many years ago, when I was pregnant with my first daughter, I had had recurring dreams that there was a child that had drowned in a pool. And when I looked in my dream, looked at the child, had long black hair and was wearing a colorful bathing suit. It was a body of water that was a pool. And I had that dream over and over again. And I was pregnant with my first daughter. And I had a feeling that something bad was going to happen, and I thought it was going to be with my daughter. This dream reoccurred over and over again over a several-year period of time. My daughter never almost fell into a pool and drowned. I was pregnant with my second daughter. My kids are 21 months apart, and the dream started up again. And it was just the identical dream over and over and over again. Turn the calendar forward. She would have been about 2.5, 3 years old. My family had gone to a conference, and we were, my husband was watching the kids at the pool. And I had just returned from the conference, dressed in business clothes, and knelt down to talk to the kids. My husband was out at the pool with the kids, and I sat down just to relax. And the next thing, my oldest daughter, who is, would now be about 4 and a half, and the young one was probably 3 and a half. Yeah, I guess 3 and a half, three. The older one started to scream, "Mommy, Mommy, look." And then my daughter's name, and she's drowning. And it was identical to my dream. The little girl with her arms spread out at her sides, her legs completely extended, floating face down in the water, and her long black hair was streaming out all over her head. It was identical to my dream. Now, in my dream, I always woke up right when I saw the baby in the water, and I always thought it was my oldest daughter, and I thought it was just this kind of weird, fluky dream. And I dove in the pool, business suit and all, grabbed my daughter, pulled her out, you know, and opened her airway and did what was necessary. She survived, developed a phobia to water, so it took a couple more years for her to overcome that fear. But the odd thing was, after this happened, the dream stopped, and I didn't have a dream of a little girl drowning in the pool ever again. It was very, very frightening. And as I kind of looked at the types of dreams that I've had in my life, the ones that are repetitive and repeat over and over again seem to happen. And they seem to be warnings of things that are coming in the future. Anyway, I just wanted to share that story with you, and thank you for listening. Bye.
Isn't that horrible yet incredible all at the same time that you would have a dream like that?
But I've always said I felt like there's an element to our dreams. I think they're twofold. One is so that we can just kind of assess what happened to us kind of throughout the day, or maybe our emotions. And so our dreams kind of, you know, filter things for us. But the second is, I feel like there is something that kind of prepares us for, you know, events to come, things that are going to happen. And so that we're sort of ready for them.
But that was like a full-on premonition dream.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that dreams do that. And I think sometimes they're simple things. Like, you know, sometimes I'm just in my car and I'm driving and I think, I swear I did this just recently. And then I think I dreamt this. You know, like it's just some random thing. But I do think that there's big ones like she's talking about that you know, are kind of preparing her for that to happen. And to there she was, the right place at the right time in her business suit.
Because having that dream almost seems like a stress dream. Like, as a parent, you have dreams like that, and they could be recurring. But at the same time, it would be like, I don't even want my child to go swimming because I don't know what will happen. But enough time had gone by that she assumed that was just a dream and nothing. Mm-hmm. And then it actually happened.
I know that there are just the stress dreams. Like I used to have them all the time about my children, that something would happen to them. You know, they'd be trapped somewhere and I'd be trying to get to them and they'd be screaming for me or something. Because I just think there's always that underlying, you're just worried about your children all the time. But this even started before she had children, because she said she was pregnant with the first daughter, and she was having the dreams when she was pregnant. And then she had the second daughter and kind of started the dreaming again. And then it did happen. So yeah, no, I think that's something that happens in dreams. I really do. I think dreams are preparation.
It's not really preparing her for anything, because at that moment when it really did happen, she went into full-on mom save my kid mode. I'm diving in with my business suit. Like, you don't even think about that. You just do what you have to do. And then it would be later, it would be like, oh my God, that was my dream. So I don't think the dream really prepares you for what you had to do. It's just kind of a weird thing. Like, this is going to happen to you.
I don't know, though. I think that you don't know that there wasn't some preparation that happened.
Like, meaning?
Was really able to jump in and just go for it, you know?
Because I think that would be automatic. I don't even think you would think about that.
I don't know.
Well, no, seriously, if you saw your kid in there floating like that, I don't even think for a minute you would think, I can't jump in. You would no, just
but
do
I,
it.
But I think the preparation might be there. You just might be in a better headset because you've already known this is going to happen. You know, it happened to me kind of in but not with a dream, but that I was, I used to lap swim all the time. And it was early. I'd get up like at 4:30 in the morning and go lap swim. And there was this woman I know, and her son, who was probably at maybe 11 or 12 at the time, were swimming. And he, you know, something happened. I think he had a seizure. And I just heard screaming when I was, and so I, you know, jumped up. I looked out, and there in another lane, he was floating. And so several of us grabbed him, and he wasn't breathing. And just without thinking, you know, I just grabbed him thinking I've got to turn him over. And I think I grabbed him so hard around his chest that I actually did a Heimlich sort of maneuver, and, you know, everything came up. You know, he would start breathing again then. And of course, then the ambulance was coming and all this stuff so that they took him. But, you know, his family was so sweet and so grateful. But I really didn't feel like I had done anything huge. I just, you know, whatever.
But you just saved their child's life.
Well, but I mean, you know, I you know, I was just desperate, you know, at that moment trying to get him turned over. Anyway, but, you know, I've always thought, okay, so what brought me to that moment, to that time, to that, to be just at that right place at that right time at that right, you know, it could have happened on a day I hadn't been lap swimming or, you know, hadn't shown up or whatever. It just, you know, you always think that something brings you to that.
Cause you're supposed to be there.
And she was absolutely hysterical. So when you talk about a mom just would go into, that's not true. You know, she couldn't do anything. She was just screaming. She was totally helpless, but I'm a mom. It wasn't my kid, but so I could be more objective, and I jumped over and, you know, started trying to figure out what to do. So it doesn't always quite work that way.
I'm glad her family and her little girls are okay.
I am too.
So if you want an ad-free version of the show, you can get that along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber, do that through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at Real Ghost. Or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.